Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
And we'll welcome in Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores, into 3HL now. And Joe, just a terrible day, man.
You know, Brent, you can never anticipate this. And this team totally out of the blue. And in fact, when I first got the notification, I did what I'm sure you guys did, and that was check two or three other sources.
Yes.
To make sure it was true. I was just floored by it. I mean, the irony of a guy who spent all this time, and literally 1 week after his retirement.
Joe, you with us? Let's put Joe on hold, JT. We'll get Joe Fisher back in here. And again, just to reiterate, they were going to have his retirement party tonight at 6 o'clock over at the Vandy Life Center. Former coaches, James Franklin, was coming in town. Friends of the athletic department, donors, all of that. They were going to do that tonight over at the Vandy Life Center at 6 o'clock. And awful news. Let's try to get Joe Fisher back in here. And Joe, you were talking about how you found out and you double and triple checked as all of us did.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you certainly want to do that to make sure that's the case. And how ironic it is that it was, you know, 1 week after his retirement and on a night when he's going to be, there was a big event planned for him, you know, here on campus to be honored. But, you know, Brandon, you've been through this, and you and Mickey both were here through this whole time. I mean, you know, this was a guy that when Chancellor Gee walked in that one Tuesday morning and said, I'm changing everything, and fired Todd Turner and said, we're going to totally reorganize the athletic department, and this is what we're going to do, and he put it into the hands of David Williams. I mean, this is a guy that had some pretty serious work to do, because everybody around the country was saying, they've shut down their department. It's going to be intramural sports. And I mean, that was what was going on. He did a fantastic job of keeping this thing in the road and actually building this to where they've had the tremendous success that they've had. I think you could argue that over the last 15 to 20 years, this is the most successful Vanderbilt athletics has ever been across the board. I mean, four national championships, you know, to put on the roster, but so many things like not only going out and hiring a James Franklin and finding a way to send the message to everybody in Vanderbilt and Commodore Nation that, you know, we can compete. That's what we want to do. We want to compete in the SEC, and continuing that with Derek Mason. Keeping Tim Corbin when pretty much everybody, you know, in the country, all the major programs were coming and saying, we want you to come, and being able to stay with Tim Corbin and give Tim a reason and certainly a backstop to be here and stay here. I mean, he did some tremendous things. And the other things, guys, that people don't know is, or maybe do know, but he was a brilliant man, a tremendous law professor, a great mind, and was really instrumental in a lot of things on the back burner, a lot of NCAA things. I think he was heavily involved in the entire process when the SEC wanted to kind of, you know, talk about, you know, expansion and all those kind of things. I think he was a guy that was a voice that people, you know, listened to. I mean, he was always a voice heard at the table. And so he is a legend. And certainly if you write the history of Vanderbilt athletics, you cannot do it without talking about David Williams.
Joe, as you look back, obviously you spent a lot of time with him and flew on planes with him and, you know, had breakfast with him on Saturday mornings before football games and all those things. Is there maybe a story or a moment that stands out for you that you'll think about more in the coming days and, you know, and forever when you think about David?
I think, Mickey, what stands out with me when I think about David Williams is how many times he did things outside of office hours where he was talking to student athletes in any sport, not just the big ones, in any sport, and trying to talk to them about their future and trying to talk to them about overseas opportunities, you know, traveling to Europe, having an opportunity to do things outside of the box, things that, that was a big deal when he came in, because student athletes at Vanderbilt, you know, for the most part, did not have the opportunity to take part in a lot of those things that other students did. And a big calling for him was to make sure that they had an opportunity to be a part of that. And so there are so many student athletes that have now gone abroad and done so many things and studied overseas. But the thing, the little conversations that he would have with a tennis player or a lacrosse player or whatever about a trip to wherever it may be, whether it's Morocco or wherever they went, and what he had helped make happen. I think that, to me, is the biggest thing that I will remember about David, is he was so well connected with the student athletes. He was not just a guy that sat up in the tower, talked to his coaches, delegated, and said, do this and do this. He was out there every day meeting players, meeting student athletes, talking to them, asking what they needed, what could he do to help, what could make their life better, what could make their experience better. And he certainly changed the culture here at Vanderbilt for student-athletes. I don't think there's any question that what student-athletes go through now, their experience here is far better and far different than it was 20 years ago.
Well, Joe, we appreciate the time, man. Day over there, obviously. And our thoughts and prayers are with the entire Vanderbilt community, David Williams' family and friends, and we really appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks, bro. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. When we come back, we'll visit with the commissioner of the Southeastern Conference, Greg Sankey, will join us.